this episode, EMU's College of Engineering and Technology launches a virtual STEM program for middle school students in Southeast Michigan, and Ypsilanti voters vote yes on proposals A and B in the general election. I am your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. A partnership between Eastern Michigan University's Digital Divas and Dudes, the Mr. October Foundation, and Game Above has led to a virtual STEM program for middle school students. Students will learn about STEM fields, classes, and careers through experiments and projects. The program will discuss the fields of healthcare, physics, HVAC systems, construction, wind power, and hydroponics. There are 125 students participating in this program, and these students come from Cesar Chavez Middle School, Hope Academy, Salina Intermediate School, and MacArthur K-8 University Academy. Teachers are given a 14-unit curriculum, and each unit gives students the tools they need to complete their projects. This program lasts 4 years. During 8th grade, students will be required to participate in the program twice a week for 2 hours a day. Following that, there will be an annual summer camp until the students graduate from high school. Al Gomez, the executive director of the Mr. October Foundation, said, quote, "We're really balancing these students with hands-on skill-building activities that really keep them connected to their learning and the school while being at home," end quote. Due to the coronavirus pandemic, the program is currently being delivered through Zoom. Ypsilanti City Council was on the ballot for November 3rd general election. The results as posted on November 4th are as follows. Lewis Allen Richard won the Ypsilanti City Member position for the 1st Ward. Stephen Wilcoxon won the Ypsilanti City Council Member position for the 2nd Ward. Annie Somerville won the Ypsilanti Council Member position for the 3rd Ward. Ypsilanti also voted yes for both Proposal A and Proposal B. These proposals ask voters if the city should expand nomination powers from just the mayor to the mayor and 2 city council members, allowing nomination of members to the City Board of Ethics and to the board and commissions. You can find the link to both proposals on our website. In sports news, the Eagles fell to Ball State, ending their November 11th game with a score of 31-38. Head coach Chris Creighton said of the loss, quote, "It was a great game and hats off to Ball State, but it sucks to lose," end quote. The Eagles' 3rd game will be their home opener. That will be on November 18th against Toledo. No fans are permitted in the stands, but the game will be streamed on CBS Sports Network. The Eastern Echo's sports editor, Luke Grembin, will be live tweeting the game, so be sure to follow him at Luke, G-R-E-M-B-A-N, to receive live updates on our team. That's all for today's episode. Our stories today were reported by Emma Henry, Juliana Lumiere, and Luke Grembin. Until next Monday, I'm your host, Liz Horniak, signing off.
The Eastern Echo Podcast is directed by Ronia Isabel Kabunsug and produced by Lauren Smith. This episode was written by Jasmine Boyd.
This was an Eastern Echo Podcast.